Right, we've talked about, obviously, you know, being homeless and how difficult that was, and
coming
out of that and doing your music. We will be saying a few shout-outs and a few thanks to people as well. What was the first song that you ever wrote? And do you remember the lyrics to it?
Oh, I do.
And was it about a girl or what?
Of course it was about a girl.
Did she break your heart?
Oh, listen, I think I broke my own heart, really, if anything. No, I remember... the first time I kind of remember writing, really, I used to do a lot of writing with a friend of mine called Alex when we was at the Colchester Institute on a music course, fresh out of school kind of thing. So we were just really getting to grips with what we were doing.
Mm.
And we wrote a track, which I then went on to remix with a really good MC and producer who goes by the name Smudge now. He was called Flawless back then. Really, really... like at these times, these guys were a little bit older than me, so I kind of was aspiring to be them. They were producing, they were rapping, MCing, they had singers. So I kind of was looking at the tracks they had done, and I was taken aback by it because I hadn't done anything like that. So then, we done a remix of this track. Very cheesy. It is on the SoundCloud. If you dare to go and have a listen, it's the first track on my SoundCloud, right at the bottom of the page. It's a good track. It's nice, but it's one of them that you look back and cringe to, because I would never say that to a woman.
What was her name? Do you remember her name? You give her first name.
Listen, why do people want our names? I can't listen.
We'll call her Valerie. Yeah, then. Well, let's call her Valerie.
Like
sorry,
that.
That's Valerie.
Nicely done. I've had about three girlfriends, so I should be able to remember. But no, I can't.
I thought you were going to say I've had so many. I thought that's what we were going to say.
Of course.
Now your mate is looking at me, going, "Don't believe a word he says."
I'm trying to change that Essex boy stereotype.
That's not an Essex boy. So Essex is a place to be. More millionaires here than anywhere else.
Oh, there we go.
Happy days.
Millionaires Row.
Yeah, is it?
Mm.
Now, you started a duo called Frontline Music. What happened to that? And, you know...
This was a really important time, because this is with my brother mainly. Me and my brother kind of took on what a group of us done as teens. And basically what it was, we called ourselves Frontline. And at the start, there was me as the vocalist, and then there was about eight or nine of us, my other friends, who were all MCs.
Yep.
And we kind of built a little clique, as you do, which started making tracks, and I was kind of singing the choruses, and they were making the verses. And there was a lot of us, a couple of shout-outs, Beats, L-Dubs, Greasy, like, we went in. Big shout out to my brother Sykes, Sam, as well. We really, really were pushing it, but just kind of in Colchester, in Essex, we were really pushing it. And it's easy to get sidetracked when you know everyone in your area.
When
you push a song out, for instance, everyone will listen to it straight away, and it gets a load of likes, and it's easy for you to go, right, we're doing this, it's going well, but this is kind of in your hometown.
Which
is all well and good at the time.
Big fish in a little pond, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you know, we were really enjoying it, really making some really decent tracks, trying to change the mould so we could be a little bit more commercial than the grime artists and stuff were at the time. And then people started going off getting their jobs or having children, as you do. People started growing up. So me and my brother kind of took it onto the acoustic side of things. And I was singing and playing, and he would then do rapping. And it was a really good time to come in with something like that, because that's when it was just fresh. Ed Sheeran and Devlin and they were kind of doing the same thing. And we really were enjoying it. We were really having a good time. We were gigging a lot of gigs around Essex, a couple just on the outskirts of London. Just really loving it. But I just find... after it all, that I had the passion there for music, and I don't think the others were building on it and they enjoyed doing it. But it's obvious when other factors come into play, and for instance, the things I've been through, and now I'm still, my music's the one thing that's always been there. Whereas for them, I think that they obviously had other priorities, and the music wasn't the top of the list, so it kind of faded out. But it was definitely a massive, massive integral part of my growing as an artist. Definitely.
So did your brother sing as well, or is he more
rap? he was just a rapper, a very good lyricist as well. He's very clever, my brother, which is where it helped, because I wasn't. So I could sing a simple hook and he could make some more complex lyrics. But I've tried to kind of adapt from that, because I love that style. That's fresh, it's new, and it's kind of mixing indie and the rap and the hip hop and that kind of thing together. So I've kind of been trying to do it myself, which I'm getting to a level now which is kind of alright. I loved it when other people were doing the rap for me.
I was going to say, who inspires you? Because there was a thing on, I don't know if you saw it, because I like Kanye West, I think he's alright.
Cool.
But he was singing, I think he was trying to sing a Queen number, and it was like don't do that. Do you know what I mean? Because you can see, you've got a really good voice, so you can sing and rap. And it's like, there's like, yeah, that's really good singing, that's really good rapping. And he went, that's a really good rap, and you went, what the hell is he doing?
Yeah. I think
he won't be listening, so I won't worry.
Yeah, well, you can't tell Kanye to do anything. Kanye's Kanye. And anyone that knows Kanye is Kanye. And he's one of them artists as well. He will just go, he will do whatever's right out there. And I think I'll probably be somewhere along the lines as an artist, because I it's entertainment value.
But you're good. That's the point. You're good at both.
I'm sure
Kanye's
good. But no.
Yeah, he's just got, don't worry about him.
Yeah, of course. It's only Kanye. You've got Mr. Lee's now. It's kind of, that's where a lot of my credits come from people, is being able to do both. But not kind of taking it, not being anyone different to myself when I'm rapping. I've kind of got my same voice, talking in English and talking very understandable things. I'm not just talking about anything or talking about myself. I'm always talking about experiences. So even if it's not your, even if people don't are listening and it's not their kind of music, they can very much relate to what I'm saying, and I'm trying to make that very clear. So I think
do you rap in it with an English accent? Because the temptation is, I suppose, because we kind of got the rap music from where it's kind of started off in America.
Of course.
It's the temptation to have like an American twang, but you try and keep it
and
a Brit.
Even the London the urban kind of twang, because there's obviously two different sides. Now a lot of my inspiration comes from Jamie T, my biggest inspiration at the moment, and that kind of look at things, that if you listen to, there's no gimmicks. It's kind of the same as Mike Skinner done with the streets. It's Cockney, London, and real. Whereas I'm from Essex and I've moved to London. I've been about, so my vocal accent has changed dramatically. So there's a little bit of urban London coming through from where I've been and from the people that's been around me, but just trying to keep it very English, very British, and very real is the main line.
See, I can't imagine you saying giss a glass of water. You've not got an Essex voice like that. What are you looking at that
for?
I've
got one of them.
Your friends look at me like I'm mad, but you've got a nice Essex accent. It's not Cockney.
No. And that's the thing. That's where it's kind of changed. People will look at that Cockney, look at that Mike Skinner kind of thing, and that's English. That's very English, of course. And I think that's where the urban side has, and the more modern rap music and stuff has transformed, because again it's a little bit American, a little bit slang. I'm kind of trying to mix between the two.
Okay, now we're going to do another song. This one is now I'm going to attempt to touch the computer here. That's what I mean. No, it's got frozen. You have to come in. This happened to me before. You see, he has to put in his password. Now, if I had the password, I could have gone and had a look myself, you see.
There we go.
Your friend's not helping there. He's just sort of sat there. Now, tell us. Your friend's not helping.
I'm joking.
No, it's all right. Don't worry. I am getting a Mac computer, but yours looks really nice. Yeah, exactly. Now, you're going to do a track live with a backing track. Tell us about the track and.
Okay, so basically I'm taking this track off, it's actually going to be on my next EP, so I really shouldn't be leaking it now, but I can't wait. I need to give, there's a lot of people, especially from Colchester, if I shouted out everyone, there'd be a long list, but you know who you are, they've been with me the whole way. I'd like them to see what I'm doing now, because I'd like them to see the production level I'm coming to, and the different sides of me and what I'm writing about, so.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Let's go. I mean it, don't you know? I'm here ready to go, so let's go. My feelings never low, 'cause I feel it in my soul, so let's go. I mean it, don't you know? I'm here ready to go, so let's go. My feelings never low, 'cause I feel it in my soul, let's go. Look, my life's been hard, the dream still lives on. Seasons have been and gone, reasons they can't be strong. Regions I'm moving from now, these streets I'm sleeping on. Concrete I'm sleeping on, no sheets to breathe upon. No switch to heat or run. You don't know how hard I tried when I had no brain. Now I'm master my mind. Sounds insane, but I know in my brain. The snow, the rain, the concrete paves. Your breaths are needs, you can take them away. Food is food, but no, not today.
Now that I know that all that I've gained,
I'm thankful 'cause I'm living again.
Thankful 'cause I'm
living again. Thankful 'cause I'm living again. Living again. So let's go. I mean it, don't you know? I'm here ready to go.
so let's go. My feelings never low, 'cause I feel it in my soul, so let's go. I mean it, don't you know, I'm here ready to go, so let's go. My feelings never low, 'cause I feel it in my soul, so let's go. So let's go. Oh, oh, oh. Look. This is my thoughts and stuff. And if you haven't listened, then you ought to have. My road's been tough, though. I don't like when I talk too much. Too much about it. Then you can't sleep without it. Can't sleep without at first seeing how it feels about it. Feels about it. First seeing how it feels about it. Oh, this is my thoughts and stuff. Oh, 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 oh. Look, listen in, check. Look, this is my thoughts and stuff. And if you haven't listened, then you ought to have. My thoughts and stuff. And if you haven't listened, then you ought to have. Look, my thoughts and stuff. And if you haven't listened, then you ought to have. My voice is tough. I don't like when I talk too much. I don't like when I talk too much.
Myself this time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Many thanks.
Oh, hello, what's that? Hello, what's the next one?
Material and that. You can see that, you can find it on my SoundCloud, so give it a little like on the SoundCloud rather than hear it here.
Sorry, I don't know, I didn't play that, but I told you, I didn't know to operate a Mac. Yeah. I didn't know what I was doing, I was just hitting all the keys at once.
I'd have to give you a little tutorial, wouldn't we?
Try your best.